We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones, and Sheila Hancock in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Indeed, hello and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we have four keen and regular players of the game who are going to try and compete against each other and speak for just a minute, if they can, on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject which is on the card in front of me. And let us begin the show this week with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, what a wonderful subject Ian Messler has thought of for you to start the program: ecstasy. Something that you display so magnificently in the show regularly, but will you talk on it now for 60 seconds, beginning now?
This is produced in people by various causes. I can say one lady I know is always ecstatic over a cup of tea. Somebody else, of course, could get this feeling from sexual bliss or rapture, as it's sometimes called, and other people get it from sheer material things like success. I've heard it said and sung that life is sweetest when you're young, and kids 16, 21 think they're having all the fun. I disagree. I say it isn't so. I'm someone who ought to know.
Derek Nimmo has challenged
repetition
you.
Repetition of someone.
Yes, yes. He did say someone more than once, so being repetitious there, I agree with the challenge, Derek. You gain a point for a correct challenge, and you take over the subject of ecstasy with 25 seconds left, starting now.
Ecstasy can indeed be produced by so many different things. For instance, think of the agony of the ancient martyrs in the Forum of Rome, or even in the great Colosseum itself, being thrown to the lions and there dying for the god in which they believed. It is strange for us now to be able to imagine the feelings of these great men who gave up their lives.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Repetition of great.
Said yes,
great it's early on.
Yes, indeed, absolutely right. Mm.
Yes, it was a... It was such a great feeling that he was arousing, one was almost tempted to resist the temptation to challenge. But Peter, it was a correct challenge for which you gain a point and the subject, and there are 5 seconds left with you on ecstasy now, starting now.
Ecstasy was the name of a film in which Hedy Lamarr stripped and came out of... in the news.
You were challenged on the whistle, Peter, but I think the whistle went first. So as you were speaking, when the whistle went, you gain an extra point, as you know. And at the end of that round, of course, you have the lead. And Peter Jones, we'd like you to begin this next round. The subject is my oldest profession.
What?
Oh.
You mean it?
I'm too vain to wear my glasses on radio. It's actually, Ian's just corrected me, my oldest possession.
There's a subtle but rather
marked difference. Except if you're in the oldest profession, perhaps, but...
I wouldn't have dared to buzz that one, I tell you.
There was a rather hushed silence and a blush on Ian Messiter's cheek because he knew he hadn't thought of that subject. Peter, would you talk on my oldest possession for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, I am very proud of it, of course, and I wish I could show it you. It's something that I've prized for many years, as you can imagine. It's getting on now, as indeed I am myself. I polish it regularly every week with beeswax and a little turpentine. And it contains some of the most wonderful volumes, the Bibles which have been handed down to me by my father.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, there was an yes, once he got onto the volumes, he hesitated. Derek, you challenged exactly the same point in the last round. 25 seconds to go. You have a point in the subject, my oldest possession, starting now.
It's rather difficult, really, to tell exactly what this question means, if it means a man-made article, whether it means a geographical phenomenon. Or geological, perhaps.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Deviation. He's discussing the title, not the oldest possession.
Well, he was saying it's difficult to know what this means.
Well,
so
you ought
really
to pass it on to somebody else.
So I maintain, if you've got...
Yes,
he was almost as quiet as you were in the first round, wasn't he, Kevin?
No, I had laryngitis.
Oh, is it better now?
Yes, I had this bottle linked to Sandy.
What's happened to your laryngitis?
Mind your own business.
Oh,
your
laryngitis!
Mind your own business. I'm quiet about my medical affairs.
I think that
why don't you run the game instead of trying to turn the people's health.
I would run your job.
Find out what the game consists of.
I would run the game if you gave me half a chance.
Over there, she's gone white.
Kenneth, if you give me half a chance, I will try and run the game. Back to the game now. If I maintain that Derek was keeping to going, which is very difficult in this game, as you know, on the subject, which is on the car, my oldest possession, so he keeps it with an extra point. 17 seconds left, starting now.
In terms of antiquity, I suppose my oldest possession is a piece of earthenware which I excavated in a place called Salamis, just in outside Famagusta.
Peter Jones's challenge.
Hesitated just outside Famagusta.
Thing. That was nice that he did for you, Peter, because I agree with your challenge, and you have 8 seconds on my oldest possession starting now.
And if I had the privilege of bringing this old box along for you to examine, I feel sure that you...
Well, Peter Jones was again speaking when the whistle went, so he still keeps the lead. And Derek moved up in that, got quite a lot of points in the last round, so he's in second place, 1 point behind. Sheila and Kenneth have left to score, but it's early
yet
days.
Yet to open me mouth.
Sheila, would you like to begin the next round? The subject, what I find most difficult. Would you talk on that, Sheila, for 60 seconds, beginning now?
What I find most difficult in life is to carry out my intentions. I'm always deciding to do something and very seldom finish it. The other day, I was reading a Chinese horoscope book, and I discovered to my horror that I am what is known as a rooster. And these aforesaid birds scrabble around and shout and carry on and never do a thing. And that, in fact, is a fair summing up of me. I am constantly sending off for books about extra...
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Additional books.
No, her first was singular, her second was plural. Chinese horoscope book.
Yeah, I was... Thank you, Ken.
Oh, sorry. Thought I'd just jog you, Nick. I'm only helping you out for good.
I'm most grateful, Kenny. I'm most
right,
grateful.
No,
I mean, if you'd like to do the two jobs,
no,
I mean...
No, as long as you know where we stand, dear. Let's go.
So, I mean, I don't mind, because I have signed my contract. They'll still pay me if you want to...
I've signed mine too, dear.
There are 29 seconds, Sheila, for you to stay with what I find most difficult, having gained a point for a wrong challenge, starting now.
And these aforesaid leaflets.
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Repetition of aforesaid.
I didn't say aforesaid.
She didn't say aforesaid. She said in the last round,
yes,
I think.
No, aforesaid earlier on.
Did I?
No, I don't think so. Sheila, you have another point, and there are 26 seconds on what I find most difficult starting now.
On evening classes are what I...
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Sorry, hesitation.
Hesitation.
Well, she couldn't help it. He's looking right at her.
No, she couldn't.
Look at me.
Most ungallant.
I know, no. That was Sheila's fault entirely. 18 seconds. What I find most difficult, Derek, starting now.
What I find most difficult is to understand how the good James.
Peter Jones's challenge.
Hesitation.
I'm afraid there was just a hesitation, so. Bit unkind. As we all know, Derek did have a slight stutter once. There are. I was wrong when I said 18 seconds before. It was 24. There are now 20 seconds on what I find...
Gets longer each time, I see.
Peter, the subject is what I might find most difficult, and there are 20 seconds left starting now.
I find it extremely difficult to speak on practically any subject without hesitating, deviating, or in some way offending the other members of the panel. I've made the attempt week after monotonous...
Sheila Hancock has challenged incorrectly.
Oh, yes.
You thought you were being quick and clever. He laid a trap for you. You took the bait and he's got a point for a wrong challenge. And there are 3.5 seconds left on what I find most difficult, Peter, starting now.
A month. And it's getting me down. Now, I...
Thank you. Peter's cleverly laid trap meant that he was speaking when the whistle went. He gained that extra point, and he leads Sheila and Derek, and Kenneth is trailing, but he's going to begin the next round. And knowing your love of history, Kenneth, Ian has thought of another historical subject for you, a personality, Edmund Halley. Would you talk about him starting now?
Well, all I know really is that he had this comet, which he predicted the return of, named after him. Of course, well known as an astronomer, one time, I believe, secretary to the Royal Society, he did share an activity of mine. Curious though that may sound to you, seeing as how he was in the 18th century and me in the 20th. But
Derek Nimmo has just
deviation. He wasn't in the 18th century. It was rather earlier.
No, he wasn't. He was more in the 18th.
On the contrary, in 1701, he charted the shores of this island, your great twit.
He was astronomer royal in 1701, but his comet he didn't discover till 1730.
Well, first of all, that's 18th century, isn't it?
I know, I'm agreeing with you, Kenneth.
If he was the
don't
astronomer...
Don't you think an apology should
no,
be...
No, I don't think we have any apologies in this game. You're all so rude, we never get on with the game.
The fact that my veracity has been questioned.
No, it's not your veracity.
And my integrity impugned. I've been impugned.
The whole point of the game is to challenge everybody's veracity.
I would have thought you should have added challenge correctly, Nicholas.
No, because then you can...
Not challenge incorrectly. How many points did I get?
You got a point for an incorrect challenge. Why are you complaining? I justified you. And you keep the subject, a point, 20... And your first point, too, a round of applause. Kenneth's got his first point. You're still with Edmund Halley and the 29 seconds left, starting now.
And in this small boat with which he conducted the hydrographic expedition around the coasts of this island, he wrote in the margin of his notebook, "This demi-paradise, other Eden, precious stones set in a silver sea, this orb, this scepter, this..."
Derek Nimmo has charged.
We have a repetition of thises. We seem to have an awful lot of them, actually.
Yes, I think if he goes as slowly as that, and he's being rather wicked by...
Well, I was hanging it out!
I think on this occasion I must accept a challenge on a small work, because they do resist the temptation, those who are sort of ardent, sort of rather intense followers of the game, who may have noticed that they resist the temptation to challenge on A's and these and this is because we think it's a little unfair and the game would never get going. But I must accept it this time, Derek, so you have a point. 3 seconds left, Edmund Halley starts.
3 seconds? What a cheat! Waiting 3 seconds. Anyone can fill in for 3 seconds. That's a complete cheat. You've allowed him to do that,
yes,
you?
I have. Because you were being very cheeky and very...
I've got no points! I don't stand a chance of winning, and he's got the last 3 minutes! Well, I haven't got a chance! What's the point of me coming?
You'll get laryngitis if you're not careful, Kenneth.
Thank you.
After all, if you are asked to talk about Edmund Halley, and then you make out that he wrote down some of Shakespeare's...
I might as well not come here, it's a disgrace!
We all like having you here, and you're a great help to me.
You're a great help to us all, and if we didn't give things against you, we wouldn't get such beautiful moments as the one we've just had. Derek, you have 3 seconds on Edmund Halley starting...
On the Bayeux Tapestry is depicted the first representation...
Kenneth Williams has challenged you.
He hesitated in the middle of it.
I did not! Blame rubbish!
Kenneth a point for supreme cheek. Oh. And leave the subject with Derek, who has 1 second left, starting now.
I have 2 cheeks, and Edmund...
So Derek Nimmo finished up speaking when the whistle went, which seemed fair, and Peter Jones, will you begin the next round? And the subject is poetry readings. We've had a small one from Kenneth Williams. And would you talk on this subject now for 60 seconds, beginning now?
I've only ever taken part in one, and that was organised at the school. I did hesitate there.
Oh, but why did you stop?
Well, because I was too worried that I'd hesitated. And I felt that they might suggest that you were favoring me in some way, and the whole thing might blow up in our face. In any
very
case,
charming.
I hadn't got very much to say about poetry reading.
Anyway, Sheila came in first, and Sheila, your challenge just...
I've forgotten. Hesitate.
All right, Sheila, poetry readings is now with you, and there are 53 seconds on poetry readings starting now.
I have done one or two of these myself and attended many, and I get the most enormous pleasure out of them. There is a great upsurge, I believe, in appreciation of poetry, and not before time. Most of us have it dinned down our throat at school, rather unattractively, and suddenly when you reach old age...
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
She hesitated before reaching
yes,
old age.
Yes, she did.
Yes, I will. Don't worry. I'm going to hesitate as long as I can.
So, Derek, I agree with your challenge, and there are 32 seconds for poetry readings starting now.
Now, actually, far from it, me be it. Now, that is a very interesting way to put it round. But in...
Deviation.
Yes, of what?
Bad grammar.
Yes, just deviation.
Yes.
I was giving an example of modern verse.
Get off. Get off.
Far from me be it. It's the most moving line. Moving line. Thank you.
I will put Derek's
like
point
to
the
where
audience.
He gets
if
those
you agree
pills.
With Derek's challenge of the chairmanship, would you all boo? And if you disagree, will you cheer? And all do it together now.
Hooray!
Thank you. They were cheering for the chairman. They were booing for you. And there wasn't one boo. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you going?
No.
I thought he was going.
Derek, I disagree with what you've just said, so Sheila gets a point, and there are 26 seconds on poetry reading, Sheila, starting now.
A lot of these poetry readings now take place in pubs. There are a group called the Barrow Poets of Modern People who do their own...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, Kenneth, so you're now going to talk on poetry readings for 18 seconds starting now.
Poetry readings are best done by those people who know their job, and they're certainly not done in pubs. A load of rowdies all getting drunk.
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
That's absolutely not true.
How dare you? There's nothing in what I was saying that could possibly be challenged.
But you said there are not poetry readings in pubs.
That is my opinion, and as such, it's inviolate.
Oh.
Not as that's my opinion. Opinion is inviolate. Well, nobody can challenge my opinion. Nobody.
Well, all right, you can have your opinion, but it was inaccurate, and therefore it was deviation from the subject of poetry readings. Sheila was correct, so she has a
How
point.
Biased can you get? What a rotten chairman. How biased? Any bias? Here, here. Aren't you crying up? There you are. Yes?
You see how strong you have to be chairman of this show. I've had Derek going off in the most violent way about me, and now I have to stick to my principles while Kenneth goes off.
You have no principles.
No, no, go on.
What do you mean,
here,
principles?
But I'm going to stick to them all the same and say Sheila has a point for a correct challenge, and there are 12 seconds left, Sheila, poetry reading starting now.
Some of our very best modern poets.
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Modern.
Here, 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 here.
Derek, I agree with the challenge, and there are 9 seconds on poetry readings with you starting now.
On the most moving poetry readings that I ever went to start with a line, I know what I think's Kenneth Williams stinks. And this was rooted in tremendous acclaim and ovation from the audience.
I'm sure the most moving poetry reading didn't begin with that line, but...
Are you questioning the veracity of my statement?
Yes!
I think it was a most moving line.
Oh, well, you can't must do this programme anymore.
It's very noisy this afternoon, isn't it? I didn't think I ever had such a noisy
this is
one.
I'm
rather enjoying it.
This
so
is
nice,
the
way Clement Freud's away. We can all have a good time.
This, of course, is one of the BBC's quieter shows where passions don't get inflamed. They say that, they say that. Anyway, you want to know the score, I'm sure, because a lot of points were made on poetry readings and veracity and in violations and all kinds of things during that round. Derek has taken the lead over Peter Jones. He's two ahead of Peter. Peter's one ahead of Sheila, who is four ahead of Kenneth. And Sheila, would you begin the next round, My Latest Acquisition? Would you talk about it for 60 seconds, beginning now?
My latest acquisition is an incipient nervous breakdown after the outbursts from Kenneth and Derek on this show. I feel a dreadful trembling in my body, as well as a sense of panic and sweat on my brow, which I believe, according to the medical dictionaries, means that I'm in for a crack-up. And it is entirely due to the fact that amongst our programme we have anarchists who are about to break up the BBC's favourite panel game, which is deeply respected amongst the listeners. And I am here to bring sobriety and reason back to this panel, because I think it is a disgrace that they should be allowed to insult one another and me and our honoured chairman there.
Peter Jones has challenged, and I disagree with the challenge. Sheila has another point. And there are 13 seconds left, Sheila, on my latest acquisition starting now.
However, I will take a sip of water and try and pull myself together, because I do not wish to acquire one of these things, because they can be very unpleasant. But I hope that if I do, Kenneth and Derek will have the decency...
Derek Nimmo and Kenneth Williams wonder whether they should leave, but there's still a little bit more time left. Sheila started with a subject and finished with it. It hasn't happened for a long time. She gained 2 points as a result, and she's moved into second place, and she's proved that she can play the game as well and with as much feeling and passion as the chaps. Congratulations, Sheila. And who's going to begin the next? Kenneth, your turn to begin the next round. How I amuse myself. These subjects are thought up before we start the show, and yet they've all been very apt, haven't they, so far? How I amuse myself, Kenneth, for 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, it certainly isn't by coming here to listen to all this drivel from Sheila Ang. I did try to amuse myself outside her dressing room on one notable occasion by pretending...
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
Deviation!
It's true! I'm going to tell the world! I'm going to tell them! Yes, it happened! All is true!
If you let him say it, it will be deviation and the show will be taken off the air.
All right. The thing is, Sheila, I have to run that risk and leave us in the delicate hands of Kenneth Williams. Because he hasn't yet deviated from the subject on the card, so I have to disagree with your challenge and put our trust in Kenneth Williams and...
to change his story.
He gains a point, and there are 47 seconds left, Kenneth. How I amuse myself starting now.
And your trust is safe, Nicholas, because, as you know, my taste is impeccable. And any anecdote would be utterly blameless, as indeed is this account of my standing in the corridor and knocking on the door labelled Sheila Hancock. When she opened it, I feigned... to be a corpse. Fell in on her and went, ah! You know, that dying thing, you see. And I thought it would be rather effective. And she said, oh, get up your great twit, or something very rude. And of course, it didn't work at all. It was my desperate attempt, you might say, to amuse myself, but of course, in so doing, to cause happiness for another human being.
Sheila Hancock challenged just before the whistle.
Actually, he was in a filthy temper with me and he was trying to frighten the living daylights out of me.
Well, what a difficult decision to have to make. I would say if someone did an action like that, it could well frighten the living daylights
out of
you. So, Sheila, what I'm going to do is, you got him very cleverly before the end. There's 1 second to go. You have the subject. And I've only just seen, as Ian Messrs awarded you that point and written it down, with 1 second to go, I've been also told that we have no more time. You begin... how I amuse myself, starting now.
How I amuse...
And that last point has made all the difference to the final score, which I now will give you. Kenneth finished in fourth place. Peter Jones was in third place, only 3 points behind Derek Nimmo. And Derek was in second place, 1 point behind this week's winner, with a last flourish,
please.
Sheila Hancock. We hope that you've enjoyed the programme this week. From all of us here, goodbye.
chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Castles.